Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody, and welcome again to Anointed and Appointed Word Ministry with Brother Norman Woodard. I am Brother Norman, and I'll be sharing an anointed and appointed word that will change, challenge, and charge your character to make an impact in this world for the kingdom of God, now a Father in heaven. I'd like to send special thanks to Pastor Steve and Ann Butterfield, who allows me to come before you every Saturday and break bread with you. Amen. They have a program which comes on every Saturday evenings at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the name of their program is Turn on the Light Broadcast. Turn on the Light Broadcast with Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield, which comes on every Saturday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. They're also the assistant pastors at Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International in Stockbridge, Georgia, where their leaders are Archbishop Ruth W. Smith, who is also the co-founder, and their senior pastor is Bishop Kevin Jones. They have services which starts at 9 a.m. on Sundays with Sunday school, and 10 a.m. begins their worship service. They also have Bible studies every Wednesday, actually every Wednesday at noon Eastern Standard Time. You can call to this number, 917-388-4161, and listen to their Bible study live. They also have Bible studies at their location at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Wednesdays. That's Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International in Stockbridge, Georgia. You can catch them on Facebook, YouTube, and their website is comingtothelight.org. That's comingtothelight.org. Well, thank you once again for calling in. We're going to hear some before we get into the word. Amen.
So the song says, mountains are still being moved. Strongholds are still being loosed. God, we believe, cause yes, we can see it, that wonders are still what you do. I love this when y'all says, and bodies are still being raised. Giants are still being slain. God, we believe, yes, we can see it, that wonders are still what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do.
Hallelujah. We need a move. We need a move. Whether it's in your personal life or whether it's in this world, we need a move. A move of God to touch the hearts of people. A move of God to open the eyes of the blind. A move of God to unclog the ears of the deaf. A move of God to heal those who are sick and diseased. A move of God to deliver those who are bound and captive and trapped in the world of sin. We need a move to flow through this earth like never before. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Do you need a move this morning? She said, we've been waiting. How long have you been waiting? The longer you wait, the closer you get. Glory to God. The longer you wait, the closer you get. So don't give up. Don't give in. Don't throw in the towel. The longer you wait, the closer you get. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, thank you once again for calling in. We're going to get into the word. Amen. Coming out of the book of Psalms, 112th chapter, Psalms 112th chapter, going to read verses 1 and 7, Psalm 112th chapter, verses 1 and 7, and it reads, praise ye the Lord, hallelujah, That's a way to start off. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. Verse 7 reads, He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. I'm going to read them again. Verse 1, praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. Verse 7 reads, he shall not be afraid of evil tidings. The one that praises the Lord, the one that feareth the Lord, the one that greatly delighteth in the Lord's commandments, says he shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. The title of the message this morning is Trusting in the Lord. Trusting in the Lord. I put emphasis on the word trust because the way I spelt it is capital T, capital R, capital U, capital S, capital T. Trust in the Lord. Emphasis on trust. Let us pray. Father, thank you once again for watching over us as we lay down to rest before you, God. Thank you for charging your angels to be encamped around about us, protecting us and keeping us in their care, God. Watching over us, God. Fighting off the fiery darts of the enemy, even while we slept, God. Thank you that no danger or harm came our way. Thank you for protecting us, Father. And Father, thank you for waking us up this morning to see another glorious day that you have made. For we shall rejoice and be glad in it. For as the scripture started off by saying, praise ye the Lord. We praise you this morning, God. We praise you for your mighty works. We praise you for watching over us, God. We praise you for keeping us, God. We praise you for never leaving us, never forsaking us, God. We praise you, God, for always being there, God. We praise you for blessing us, God. We praise you for waking us up this morning, God. We praise you, God, for another opportunity to give you glory, God. We praise you this morning, God. And we thank you just for who you are, God. Thank you for your word, God. Your word that saves, your word that heals, your word that delivers, your word that sets free, God. Thank you for your son, Jesus, God, who you sent to be the propitiation for our sins, to walk this earth and to die a sinless man, conquering death, hell, and the grave, God, defeating sin. And thank you, Father, for allowing Jesus to hell for us. Taking the keys of hell from Satan, God. Stripping him of all power. And thank you, God, for raising Jesus up on the third day with all power. Hallelujah. And thank you, Father, for receiving Jesus into heaven with his sinless, precious blood. Thank you for Holy Spirit. His leading, his guidance, his quickening, his teaching, his comfort, Father. And thank you for you. Almighty God, the true and the living God, our Creator, our Father. Hallelujah. We bless you this morning, God. Thank you for allowing us to come into your presence once again, to sit at your feet, God, to rest on your lap, to lay on your bosom, to hear your heartbeat, to receive what you will have to say to us this morning, to equip us, to prepare us, to make us ready, God, to build us up and encourage us, God, to strengthen us, to go into this world and do what you called us to do. And now, Father, as we receive your word, help us to apply to our lives, God, to make it personal, that you will be glorified. Use us, God. Use us for your glory, God. For we need a move in this earth like never before. Move by your Spirit, Father. We thank you and we praise you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Trusting in the Lord. I'm going to read that passage. Actually, I just wanted to put emphasis on verses 1 and 7 of the one who is blessed because he fears the Lord and he delighted greatly in the Lord's commandments. And then him not being afraid of evil tidings because his heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. When you're trusting in the Lord, you're not afraid of anything. You're not afraid of anything when you're trusting in the Lord. Glory to God. But I'm going to read this chapter, Psalms 112, in the Amplified Bible, starting at verse 1. And it reads, praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed, happy, fortunate, to be envied. That's what blessed means. When you say you're blessed, you're saying you're happy, you're fortunate, you're envied. I'm going to get into that later on in this passage as we keep reading. To be envied is the man who fears. Now, when I say man, I'm speaking of man and woman, male and female. So you can put your name there. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed, happy, fortunate, to be envied is the man who fears, reveres, and worships the Lord. That's what fear means. Not to be afraid of, not to be scared of, but to revere him, to worship him. That's what the word fear means here. Who fears, reveres, and worships the Lord, who delights greatly in his commandments. Delights greatly in his commandments. I'm talking about love doing what's right. Love living a righteous and a holy life. Delighteth greatly in his commandments. His spiritual offspring shall be mighty upon earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Prosperity and welfare are in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. Prosperity and welfare are in his house. Now, the Bible's definition of welfare and man's definition of welfare are different. A lot of us grew up on what we call welfare means to be poor, to lack, to not have enough according to society. But this says prosperity and welfare, meaning that that's nothing lacking, nothing missing. You're at peace. You're living comfortably. That's what welfare means here. Prosperity and welfare are in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. Light arises in the darkness for the upright. Gracious, compassionate, and just, who are in right standing with God. Says light arises in the darkness. That means those who secretly plan things against you, God exposes them. What's done in darkness comes to the light. It is well with the man who deals generously and lends, who conducts his affairs with justice. A man of integrity. A person who just do right because it's the right thing to do. He will not be moved forever. The uncompromisingly righteous, the upright, in right standing with God, shall be in everlasting remembrance. The uncompromisingly righteous. If there's an uncompromisingly righteous, there's a compromising righteous. be not conformed to this world. Being conformed to this world is compromising your righteousness. This says the uncompromisingly righteous. Those who are upright, those who are in the right standing with God, shall be an everlasting remembrance. Verse 7 reads, he shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is firmly fixed, trusting, leaning on, and being confident in the Lord. That's what trusting means. Leaning on and being confident in the Lord. Verse 8 reads, his heart is established and steady. He will not be afraid while he waits to see his desire established upon his adversaries. I tell a lot of people who say things against me or try to plan things against me, be careful, because you really don't understand who you're messing with. And that's not prideful, but that's knowing and understanding who I am as a son of God. Because he said, touch not mine anointing, and do my prophet no harm. See, God is the avenger of the saints. He will repay. He fights our battles. That's why I warn people, be careful when you talk about me. Be careful when you plan things. That's knowing and understanding who you are. Says his heart is established and steady. He will not be afraid while he waits to see his desire established upon his adversaries. He will give us the desires of our hearts. Talking about those who are uncompromisingly righteous, those who are upright, those who are in right standing with God. You're not thinking evil of anyone, but God's word is true. Whatever it says will come to pass. And it already says that the promises of God are already yes and amen. So that's why our heart can be established and steady and we're not afraid while we're waiting to see the desire established upon our adversaries. See, what our job is to do is to pray for mercy for them. Pray that God has mercy on them. But God gives mercy to whom he chooses. Verse 9 reads, he has distributed freely. He has given to the poor and needy. His righteousness, uprightness, and right standing with God endures forever. His horn shall be exalted in honor. Verse 10, the wicked man will see it and be grieved and angered. Remember I said in verse 1, blessed, happy, fortunate, to be envied. That's what blessed means, to be envied. Now in verse 10 it reads, the wicked man will see it. He will see how blessed you are. She will see how blessed you are. And they will be envied. Said, will see it and be grieved and angered. He will gnash his teeth and disappear in despair. The desire of the wicked shall perish and come to nothing. That's the difference of the desires of the uncompromisingly righteous and the desire of the wicked. The desire of the uncompromisingly righteous shall be established, but the desire of the wicked shall perish and come to nothing. We're talking about trusting in the Lord. Trusting in the Lord. The word trust, T-R-U-S-T, another acronym, means total reliance upon sanctifying truth. Total reliance upon sanctifying truth. Let's go to St. John 17 chapter. St. John 17. And we're going to read verse 17. St. John 17 and 17. And it reads, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. This is Jesus praying, as we mentioned last week, the real Lord's Prayer. The real Lord's Prayer is St. John 17 chapter. The Lord teaching them how to pray is St. Matthew's 6 and St. Luke 11. After listening to that message, the real Lord's Prayer, the Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. That's not the Lord's Prayer. That's the Lord teaching his disciples how to pray. But the Lord's Prayer is St. John 17th chapter, when it starts off by saying, and Jesus lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, praying for those who had been assigned to him. This is one thing that he prayed in verse 17. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. The Amplified says, sanctify them, purify, consecrate, separate them for yourself. Make them holy by the truth. What's the truth? Your word is truth. Your word is truth. The word of God is truth. So trusting in the Lord is total reliance upon sanctifying truth. Sanctifying means to be consecrated, to be purified, to be separated unto God. Another phrase is set apart, to be set apart for God's holy use. Total reliance upon sanctified truth. See, Jesus said, I am the way. I am the truth. And I am the life. So we're totally relying upon Jesus. The Word of God. The truth, the sanctifying truth. That's who we're trusting in. That's who we're relying upon. Every word of God. Let God be true, but let every man be a liar. That's what we're trusting. We're trusting, relying upon the Word of God. Because he's not a man and he should lie. Whatever he says is truth. Whatever he says comes to pass. So that's what he wants us to do. He wants us to totally rely upon his sanctifying truth. His word that's been purified, that's been tried, that's been consecrated. That's been tested. And there's nothing greater than his word. Trusting in the Lord. Trusting in the Lord. Proverbs 3 and verse 5. It reads, trust in the Lord. Starts off by saying, trust. Trust in the Lord. And lean not trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean not unto thine own understanding. See, while trusting in the Lord, we don't have to understand anything. Just trust. Just trust. A lot of us, it's hard for some people to trust because they don't understand what's going on. But this is not what the word says. The word says, trust in the Lord. Totally rely upon sanctifying truth in the Lord with all of thine heart. And lean not unto thine own understanding. The Amplified reads, lean on, trust in, and be confident in the Lord with all your heart and mind. It included your mind. Not just your heart, but your mind. Because a double-minded man receives nothing. Lean on, trust in, and be confident in the Lord with all your heart and mind, and do not rely on your own insight or understanding. Don't care how smart you are. Don't care how much you think you figured it out. His thoughts and his ways are so much higher than ours. Everything God does is right. Facebook post. Everything God does is right. I don't care how smart someone thinks they are. Everything you do is not right. But everything God does is right. That's why the uncompromisingly righteous, those who are in right standing with him, can trust him, can rely on him, because everything he does is right. And it's for our betterment. It's always for our betterment. God is our healer. So his word is to better our health. He's our peace. So his word is to better the chaotic situation that we might be in. He's our supplier. His word is to better. Everything he does is to better our situation. Jesus said, I came that you might have life, and that more abundantly. That's the purpose of God's word. To not just have life, but to have an abundant life, a life better, so much better than what it was before Jesus came into our lives. So we should be living better. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Better than what he was before. All things are passed away. Behold, now all things are made new. Better. When you totally rely upon sanctifying truth, things are so much better. When you're totally relying upon sanctifying truth, things are so much better. So much better. Verse 7, Psalms 112. Psalms 112, verses 1 and 7 in the New Living Translation. Verse 1 reads, "How joyful are those who fear the Lord and delight in obeying his commands." Verse 7 reads, "They do not fear bad news. They confidently trust the Lord to care for them." They confidently trust the Lord to care for them. God cares for you. And because he cares for you, you can totally rely upon sanctifying truth. Because he cares for you, you can trust in him. He will never let you down. He will never leave you nor forsake you. He's always there. He's always there. He cares for you. Just soak that in. You know how sometimes you may feel like nobody cares. But even when you think nobody cares, God cares for you. God cares for you. I just want you to soak that in. God cares for you. Make it personal. Say, God cares for me. Hallelujah. God cares for me. God cares for me, hallelujah. Therefore, I can totally rely upon sanctifying truth. Trusting in the Lord. Thank you, Father, for caring for us. Thank you, Father, for loving us. Thank you, Father, for sending your word. A word that we can totally rely upon. A word that we can trust. A word that we can depend on. A word that we can know. Going to end with this. St. John 8 chapter. Verse 32. St. John 8 chapter. Verse 32. Says, "And you will know the truth. And the truth will make you free. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." free of anxiety, free of sickness, free of diseases, free of turmoil. Free of stress. Free of struggling. Thy word is truth. Sanctify them with thy truth. Let us pray. Father, thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you for your truth, God. Thank you for sending your word, God, that we can totally rely upon, that we can trust in. Thank you, Father, for sending your son, Jesus. Now, Father, help us, God, to totally rely upon sanctifying truth. Help us to trust in you, God, uncompromisingly. That you may get your glory. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Trusting in the Lord. Totally relying upon sanctifying truth. Love you. God bless you. Talk to you next week. Anointed and Appointed Word Ministries with Brother Norman Woodard.